Sam Griffiths, you must have enjoyed that.
Yeah, listen, he's an experienced horse now, so he knew what he had to do out there. I just sort of pointed him and hung on, and he went really well. I did take a long route towards the end at the sort of the farmyard with the two corners, and that I ended up being 4 seconds outside of the time, and so I lost it there, but I just sort of felt that, you know, it was worth those few time faults.
Yeah, you've sometimes just got to be cautious.
Well, the corners have claimed a couple of big names already, and they will throughout the day. So my horse is a good galloper and it's good fast going. So, you know, it clears a clear, and, you know, that's what I wanted.
Do you watch the others go before you? I mean, you say the corners have affected Tina and William. Did that affect your decision to go the long way?
I had a decision of probably going the long way there before I'd seen anyone. Unfortunately, I was warming up, so I didn't get a chance to watch anyone, but we do have very good team support from the Australian team over here, and so they fully briefed me about what to do and what not to do, and so that sort of feedback was invaluable.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's another day. I've got another ride.
I've got a bit more to do today first.
I've got another ride later on this afternoon. So whenever you're in this situation, you know, you have the thrill of going clear around Badminton, which is always a thrill. But then it sort of dawns on you that you've got to go and do it all again. I'm just, you know, concentrating on my next ride and one day at a time.
Okay, well done, Sam.